Hello there. You are tuning in to the 83rd episode of the Audible Weed Walk. This is Nina welcoming you. I realized last week I had started my podcast remembering not just the 5th of May, but several days in May that were celebrated across the oceans as Indian Survival Day. This week, we will talk a bit about the survival of our planet. And remember, we had promised to nibble on the topic of wild food and fairness. This is part 3 of that series. But first, we will, kind of remember the 5th of June. We are only a couple of days away. Anyone remember what is significant for? It is the World Environment Day or Eco Day. The day emphasizes the importance of nature and its conservation. The day is celebrated across the world to raise awareness about the essential need to protect Mother Nature. But there are so many eco-environment days, right? Hard to keep a tab. Earth Day, and there are 2 of them. Then this Environment Day. Then every now and then, the nations gathers up to take actions on and tackle the matters of climate change. At least, that is what they say. So, what is so special about the World Environment Day? It is a very legitimate question. Why another? What are we supposed to do? Plant some trees, gather up, sing songs, paint posters, exchange greetings, and then back to usual? Where freshwater scarcity is getting acute, kids and adults in the cities are getting affected by pollution, and related ailments are kind of crippling them, taking their quality of life and expectancy. The horror of pesticides and fertilizers runoff of the industrial waste are polluting our soils from which we eat, which nourishes us. Let's take a step back. World Environment Day was established by the UN General Assembly in 1972 on the first day of the Stockholm Conference on Human Environment, resulting from the discussion on the integration of human interactions and environment. 2 years later, in 1974, the Eco Day was held with the theme Only One Earth. It is the beginning of the environmental diplomacy. But somehow the diplomacy doesn't seem to be making too much progress, other than repeated meetings in the nice settings. And is that enough? Somewhere I read that it is the most important day for environment action and transformative change to preserve the planet. It is time to ask, have we transformed enough? Should we pat our backs that we have achieved something and focus on that? If we do not do that, will we lose our steam, our motivation to act, because the reality is really rather grim? But this calls for transformative changes. This call of transformative change interests me. We'll come to that. World Environment Day started in Sweden. Since then, each year it was hosted by a different country where celebration and the meeting took place. The host country this year again is Sweden. UNEP, which is the United Nations Environment Program, and partners are organizing a high-level meeting called Stockholm Plus 50, a healthy planet for the prosperity of all, our responsibility, our opportunity. It is going on right now as we speak, on the 2nd and the 3rd of June. Unfortunate that our media does not find significant enough to give it much coverage. 50 is a lot of years and time for introspection. This movement that began in 1972 stands at a critical juncture today. It's now or never, because we are one people and we have only one earth. We have only one home, and it's worth standing up for. I was quoting here Inger Andersen, who is the executive director of UNEP. World Environment Day recognizes that there are billions of planets, but only one Earth. And the tagline, let's take care of it. Somehow that matches the transformative changes that it originally hoped for. We can hope for better media, better awareness, better environmental diplomacy, better implementation, but ultimately we hope for better discernment on our part, on my part. We know that what needs to be done as individuals, we can do it consciously for myself rather than to tick off some list, even if it has to be a greenwash. Sitting in the city of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo, I cannot help thinking about integrality of our action. How to bring that transformative change in our action? Can I change whenever possible? When it is not possible, can I observe with the intent to change when that will be possible also? If instead of depending on Earth Days and Environment Days, our leaders juggling many stakeholders and camps and perhaps their own interest, irrespective of them, can we take action on our own realm? This brings to me to the third attempt with the topic wild food and fairness. And it's not just about food. Since we are on the day of one, only one earth, I think when we actually take care of the earth, take care of, litter less, clog our drains less, pollute less, we are actually taking care of our soil, our nourishment, our food. Here I focus on some amazing ads and newsreel, like video clips, popping out in my social media and online spaces, maybe yours too. One is a small video clip. I'll actually give an example of three things that made me think, and I hope it makes you think too. One is a small video clip showing how you can stop using plastic cutleries and start using cutleries made out of bagasse. Bagasse are the remaining of the sugar canes after the juice has been extracted. Do you find a lot of difference between them? Not a whole lot, actually. One, the plastic throwaways depends on the fossil fuel, and it causes littering and clogging of our oceans. The other one depends on the vast monoculture of sugarcane that guzzles a lot of fossil fuel. More importantly, both of them encourages us to keep on our throwaway culture. It doesn't change us from there. It doesn't encourage us to change from that. Some throwaways are inevitable. Food you buy or distribute, if local, can be perhaps handled by non-single-use materials that can be reused and returned. Like our milk bottle and soda bottle used to be. Remember, they used to be glass bottles, and in some places it's still like that. They can be returned and you get another set of bottles. If something that will need to be carried away can be made with repurposed material, for example, papers or fibers that will not make use of new resources but are actually repurposed resources, can that be possible? Moreover, the film clip declares that the bagasse is a waste and how wonderful that they are utilizing this waste material. This attitude I have noticed in all these kind of, pseudo-environmental clips. It is actually a colonial culture of declaring a land empty or barren to justify any use of it after. First, you have to declare it waste, and then you have to, put yourself as a paragon of using, these waste materials into something useful. The truth is, bagasse has lots of use in paper making, in making insulated panels, and even as a mulch. Another one that drew my attention is bakery product, which promises to send them right at the door. Must say that there is a particular product called Madeleine that caught my eyes. I'm quite fond of it, and it's locally not made. Here, I saw that the packaging they showed in the picture were wonderful. Like, they look like they could be something that is biodegradable. But when I actually got a a shipment, I saw that in reality what they have used are these single-use plastic packets. And then, conveniently, they can be thrown off. Why? Other than the very narrow focus on minimizing cost, I cannot think of any reason. Couldn't they have thought of something else? But from what I know, clearly, it's a group that has a... In this particular group, they have lost me as a customer. All they need to do to get back to my good book is to act responsibly. The third one I would like to mention here is a coffee company selling the most convenient coffee cubes. It's a new product, quite out of the box thinking, I must say. Cold or hot, you can just add water and voila, you have the most flavorful and tasteful hot or cold coffee. That's what it claims. This one, I did not order any. Now you have to guess. Right, each coffee cubes come shamelessly in a single-use plastic packet to be thrown and to be torn and thrown. Really? They could think out of the box for their product and then and make something, you know, really unique, and then they got lazy when it came to packaging, or simply it didn't matter. I wrote to their comment space asking how they justify having plastic packaging in this day and age. No one responded. I did not expect any response, but I did expect other potential customers to ask similar question, nudging the business to rethink. But no one did, till now. Take a pause. I have used some of these examples because each is something both you and I encounter. We are potential customers for all our products claiming uniqueness and environmental friendliness. It is for us to be discerning and even demanding that more responsible actions and especially more responsible business plans comes up now. And products that you and I are using can, and if we demand the environment friendliness, can make a difference. No more excuses. Let's take care of our only one earth. Since I spoke about coffee, before I finish, let me get back to the wild weedies. I would like to draw your attention that something that is growing around us. It's Senna occidentalis. It's called Nattam Thakkarai in Tamil, Kasunda in Hindi. This is also called coffee Senna. Right now, if you look around, these are the beans are maturing and you can collect the seeds. Just rub the seeds if you make sure that you recognize the plant. Don't eat any seeds. So rub the seeds in your hand and they will become shiny little seeds. This you can actually roast it like a coffee, then grind it and actually use the percolator, coffee percolator, to make it like a coffee. It won't have the coffee smell, neither will it taste like a coffee, but it will be a really healthy and wonderful drink. Why healthy and wonderful? It has a number of benefits. It's antibacterial, antifungal, antidiabetic, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancerous, and it protects liver. What else do you need? See, the wild weedies are around us, without packaging, without plastic. They are to take care of us. So, have a good sip of coffee Senna. Tell me how it is. I will see you next week. Until then, stay well and stay safe.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.